This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Monday morning, got Nitro Cross tickets coming later in today's program. Stay tuned if you go out to Richmond Raceway. Watch the evolution of flying machines at Nitro Cross. It's the What Did We Miss show. Reminds me of Hamilton, right? First scene of the right after intermission. Thomas Jefferson comes out. I've been in France. What did I miss? What did we miss? I was in Kansas for a week. Came back, things happen in the world of sports. We got to cover those things. We got to get to the bottom of things. Look, this didn't catch anybody off guard because we talked about this a lot in the lead up to it. It was July 4th wasn't the same this year. It was different. Our country's still free. We still got freedom. Don't worry. We're still red, white, and blue. But one of our finest native-born sons, Joey Chestnut, did not defend his hot dog eating crown at Coney Island at the Nathan's July 4th. And I was still holding out hope to the very end that pro hot dog eating, I mean, it ranks probably near pro wrestling on list of events that could definitely be staged and not actually genuine sporting events. I held out hope to the very last second Joey Chestnut was going to come running through that wall, come eat a bunch of hot dogs and do America proud. It was not, alas, it was not to be. It was not to be. The winner was Patrick Bertoli. He ate 58 hot dogs, which, good for him, I guess, sure. If you even call that eating, whatever. Joey Chestnut, though, I respect the flex. So Patrick Bertoli, winner of the Nathan's Hot Dog Crown, ate 58 hot dogs in 10 minutes, which is disgusting, but is nowhere near Joey Chestnut level. Joey reemerged later the night of July 4th with the troops in Texas on a military base, and for the troops, staged his own personal hot dog eating show. This is true. I'll remind you, in case you've forgotten, 58 in 10 minutes won the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest. Joey Chestnut put down 57 hot dogs in 5 minutes.
Oh!
For the troops.
For the troops.
That's
for America.
Let freedom ring. One away in half the time. That's a heck of a flex right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
I'm still not sure there's not, like, he's had some kind of surgery of some sort to expand. There's not room in there. There's not room for 57 hot dogs in there.
There's no way.
Something's been done here, and I don't know what it is, and I don't know if this is the Peter Thiel doping games or whatever.
He has a hollow leg.
Right. Where are you storing them? Where are you storing? There's a secret compartment there somewhere.
Yeah.
The esophagus has been expanded. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Something's going on, though, inside there that he could do that. Heck of a flex, though. 57 hot dogs in 5 minutes. No, the story was on the women's side of the hot dog bracket where they're creeping up on the men. Hashtag equality, I don't know. Here's the women's hot dog eating contest on ESPN.
Belt number 10 on its way for Mickey.
10 out of 10. This is just A dominating performance by Miki Sudo.
New women's record. History made in Coney Island.
The 50 hot dog threshold has been broken.
She may have to compete in the men's contest with that number. Holy cow.
That's Miki Sudo eating 51 hot dogs.
Woo!
To win the women's contest. 7 off the men's pace. Right there. We're nipping at the heels.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. She is the 10-time Nathan's Hot Dog winner. Look, we lose Joey Chestnut, but sometimes you have to lose a Joey Chestnut to get a Miki Sudo. Sometimes a hero emerges when you least expect it. And that was in the women's competition at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Joey Chestnut, by the way, is not done. He is going to eat 200 boneless wings at Buffalo Wild Wings today as part of a promotional stunt. I'm unclear what the hot dogs to boneless wings ratio is. What sauce do you get if you're pounding 200? Do you get mild and throw them down? Do you put some spice on it? Do you get a garlic, a zing, or something like that? I don't know. We'll find out. He's going to go pound 200 boneless wings today as the dessert from Hot Dog Day.
Go, Joey, go.
Go, Joey, go. I'm old enough to remember when Buffalo Wild Wings in Wichita, Kansas, shout out Wichita, a lot of Wichita shout outs today, had 10-cent wing night on Tuesdays. You could get a wing for 10 cents. So that is all you can eat at that price, basically. You could just how many you can eat, that's how many you order, and it's like $3. The deal is you had to buy a drink. Whatever, I'm good, I'll buy a drink. Yeah, $3, that's 30 wings. Nobody's eating 30 wings. Now, wings are crazy expensive. You can't afford wings anymore. Not on a radio budget, you can't. Yeah, you want those fancy TV people to afford wings now. That and lobster are the two that archaeologists will study about our culture. Because I think everybody knows the lobster story. Like, there were thousands of lobsters in the Maine, you know, in the ocean in Maine. Everybody's like, lobster, that's boring. They fed it to the prisoners in the colonial days. Like, here, eat some lobster.
All this extra lobster.
What should they eat? Make them eat lobster. And nobody else wants it. Like, that's gross. That's inhumane treatment of prisoners. Can't make them eat lobster. Now lobster is like $30 for a lobster. And people are like, ooh, lobster. Ooh, serving lobster.
Lobster, you say?
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I don't tell this to everybody, but it's okay. It's not good. Lobster's not actually good. As seafood rankings go, it's not a top 10 by any stretch. You can come at me, 833-804-0910. I feel like that's probably a hotter take than it should be. Because there are people who really go hard for it. People ride for lobster. Put a little lobster on the steak. Like, put a little steak on my steak. Crab meat, crab's great. Crab is not overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Tuna, delicious. A lot of great seafoods out there. Scallops, of course, very good seafood.
Uh-huh.
A lot of good seafoods out there. Lobster is not one of them. The pinchers are good. That's the good part of the lobster. The tail is not the good part of the lobster. We got people paying a lot of money for it. I'm gonna let you know a little secret. You don't have to. You can skip the lobster, as you don't need to. It's not that. And then wings is wings are indisputably good. They will study why our civilization paid $1.50 per wing, and not. You don't even get the whole wing. You just get half the wing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how they count them there.
That's
you either get the drum or the wing. You don't get both parts for the $1.50. Well, they'll study why people did that. 10 cents, that's a deal. 25 cents, still a deal. I pay 50 cents for a wing. Wing prices are a little out of control, though. Just saying. And now they're trying to perpetuate this boneless wing scam. Yeah, they're wings. No, they're not. Boneless wings, there's no wing meat in a boneless wing. It's a chicken nugget with sauce on it. That's good, but I'm not paying wing prices for chicken nuggets. I get 4 of those for $1 at Wendy's. I know where to go. I know where to go. You're not fooling me. It's the What Did I Miss show. We're way off the rails. We got to talk soccer. Richmond Kickers with a big win. We got to do the squirrels update. I got to talk Formula One because I watched the Formula One race yesterday and it was awesome. Shout out to Emma Navarro. We gave her a shout out. UVA winning at Wimbledon. Lots of baseball. We'll take that on. Bronny James update. All the things. It's going to be a fun program. Stick around. It's 910 The Fan. Not 105
in
goodies right now at 910 The Fan. Part of the Odyssey Network. You know where to find the Odyssey app. It's at the Apple App Store. It's at Google Play. Same place we left it before we broke for the holiday. You can listen to the show. It's got the rewind button. All the fun things. Ginny. Virginia's her name, works downstairs. She is, I know you're not supposed to call people old, but she's just the sweetest old lady. Very sweet, loves talking sports, and is probably listening right now. Big sports fan. Brought up, what did she call these? I've forgotten already. It had a fun name. It's essentially like a blueberry cobbler cake kind of situation, but it's blueberry, blackberry, and twist, nectarine.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's Stubbs in here. He just took a bite. He said, I don't know what I'm taking. That's the nectarine coming through there. So it's like cake, blueberry, blackberry, and nectarine. We're crushing them up here. There's also, I brought in oatmeal cream pies from the new store in Chaco that just sells oatmeal cream pies. The target market for this store
is you.
Is me. sometimes you hear a concept, you're like, well, that's not going to work. That was my first answer. Like, so the whole store just sells oatmeal cream pies. Yeah, that's it. That's the concept.
I don't know this for a fact, but I know that there is an oatmeal cream pie store that my sister, who's having a wedding in Florida in November, is making my parents deliver by car from the restaurant here to her wedding.
So this, there can't be two. There's no chance there are two oatmeal cream pie restaurants. If you were to start one, though, you'd do it right across the street from this one. And we'd have an oatmeal cream pie district.
Yeah.
So this restaurant, which, again, exclusively sells oatmeal cream pies, is catering a wedding in Florida. I love it. Maybe this thing has legs.
No, not catering. Like, we're going to buy it then move it.
They don't know yet.
So I do love it. I remember the Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie. Speaking of inflation, that was 25 cents at my school growing up. I bought one for dessert in high school after lunch. We went over there yesterday. They're really good. I think this thing could have legs. We'll see. 4.5 for an oatmeal cream pie. It's aggressive, but
if they're going to make a business only selling oatmeal cream pies.
I think they have to. I don't think they have a choice.
Yeah.
It's an inflationary economy, though. Like, we went to Krispy Kreme the other day, 3 for a donut, and this is better. This is a better deal. The 4.5 for an oatmeal cream pie. Is better than ice cream. I'll tell you about my squirrels trip. Grant Paulson, who does Grant and Danny, came down. Our families, we went to Gelati Celesti after. The smallest Gelati Celesti size, that's called the toddler cup, which is what I order, is $4.95 now. So I think they're competitively priced in the marketplace. Stubb looked like he had something to say, but also looked like he was trying to swallow a mouthful of oatmeal.
I know, I've been unclear. Are you okay over there?
I didn't care for it.
No. No.
I don't, what is that, like cream cheese? I don't like cream cheese or whatever that is.
Oh.
You don't like the filling?
No.
Well, you're certainly not gonna pay $4.50 to eat oatmeal. So
no.
So I don't think you're the target market. Where are you at on Oreos?
Yeah.
The cream in the middle of an Oreo?
Oh, that's a different thing.
Different thing. Okay.
That's cream. This is like cream cheese.
I don't think they're as different as you think they are, but...
Yes, that... no, what?
One of them has a lot more sugar.
What? Yeah, maybe. A cream and a cream cheese are quite different. I don't...
All right. I don't think this is cream cheese, but I'll spot you that. We got oatmeal cream pies. All of which is to say, there are cupcakes in the break room, too. And in the break room, there are dinner rolls. There's just a package of dinner rolls sitting out.
The dinner rolls are my favorite part of our feast.
Right, so we have a blueberry cobbler from Ginny, which is the clubhouse leader here for sure. The cupcakes, the oatmeal cream pies, and a bag of dinner rolls. It's an unhinged potluck at Odyssey today. Thank you to Stubb for dropping by, producer of AWOD Radio. AWOD Radio is live from Capitol Ale House later today. That's Richmond's OG Burger Night. He'll be there 12 to 3. We'll crosstalk for the first time in a while. AWOD had a good topic the other day. It was who is the most influential American athlete of all time? He opened that up on the DC airwaves on his Saturday show on 106.7 The Fan. I'll ask him about the responses he got. I'll give you my answers during crosstalk today. We'll do all that. Stubb's back for more. He's back with the dinner roll. Stubb had the dinner roll. I love it. This segment is not over yet. Not over yet. I love it. Stubb's having the dinner roll.
Solid dinner roll.
Oh.
So if you were to rank them, you'd go Blueberry Delight, dinner roll, cupcake, oatmeal cream pie.
I did not try the cupcake yet.
Yet.
But you are correct as of this point.
Yeah, I feel for whoever made the cupcakes. It's too much. It's too much.
There's too much fun.
It's too much fun. We need to ration out the fun. Now, you know who's really bummed out here? Megan. Who complains that we only ever bring in food when she's not here.
And she usually is here on Mondays.
And everybody brought food today, and she's not here
and
to eat it. She's not here to eat the food today. Just saying.
I'm always here to eat the food.
Let's do this. Let's give out these tickets right now. I've been itching to do this. This is Nitro Cross. You remember Motocross, and you remember Supercross, but folks, it's time for Nitro Cross. Oh, I love this. Yeah. It's a club. It's a rave. It's flying cars. It is at Richmond Raceway, September 7th and 8th. Nitro Cross will kick off its 2024-2025 season, September 7th and 8th in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond Raceway. Travis Pastrana, you remember him from the X Games. He's one of the brains behind this. So we're going to give out two tickets. It's two tickets for both days. You can go on September 7th, that's a Saturday, and you can come back September 8th, watch a motocross again at the Richmond Raceway. Here's what I need you to do. Call in. Here's the number. 833-804-0910. Let's warm up the phone lines. They haven't been used in a little while. We got two tickets to Nitro Cross action at Richmond Raceway, September 7th and 8th. This is the weekend after Labor Day, just to put it on here. 833-804-0910. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Net 105.1 FM. Tempe on the mic, Monday, July 8th. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be with you all week, live and local AWOD radio, noon to 3. Grant and Danny, 3 to 6. Grant and I took in a Flying Squirrels baseball game last weekend. I'll share about that in the 11 o'clock hour. Thank you for calling in for Nitro Cross tickets at Richmond Raceway. If you did not win, I saw you flashing on the screen there on the caller IDs. You can try again tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. We got a lot of Nitro Cross tickets to give away. Should be a fun time out at Richmond Raceway. Look, we'll give the Squirrels update, which is they played a lot of games. They won some, they lost some. One of the Squirrels, Helio Ramos, former Squirrel, was picked to the All-Star game with the San Francisco Giants. So congrats to him. Comeback story there. We'll dive into all of that. But I want to start with soccer, and let's start, before we get to international soccer, let's start with local soccer, because the Richmond Kickers took on Forward Madison. That's the name of the team. I don't know why Forward is the first name of the team. It's weird, right? Forward Madison is the name of the team. It sounds like a group that organized for Obama to go campaigning.
Yeah.
Right? Forward Madison.
Sounds like a battle cry.
And Forward Madison! On ye, Madisonites. sounds like a liberal super PAC, but they're not. They're a soccer team. They compete against the Richmond Kickers every year in the Hennessy Derby. The Henny Derby. It's a long story, but it boils down to there are Kickers fans who have a podcast, and there are Madison fans who have a podcast, and they got together and wagered a bottle of Hennessy on one of the games, and now there's an actual trophy that's a used bottle of Hennessy that the winning team carries off with them. And that's the kind of tradition we need more of in America. I'll come down firmly on the side of competing for used bottles of Hennessy more often in our professional sports.
The used bottle is the important part. It cannot be full.
Well, that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You can't, like, sometimes, like the Stanley Cup, you see them, like, they're drinking champagne out of it or whatever. You can't just guzzle the Hennessy. Even after a win, even when you're flying high, that's not, you don't spray around the Hennessy. That's not a good, you can't do that. Nobody's endorsing that. MP on the mic, not endorsing guzzling Hennessy after a sports victory. We won, we got, it's very strong flavor. We're still happy, though. Kickers won the Henny Derby. It was on national TV on the CBS Sports Network, which is a rarity for the Kickers, obviously. Big game, tied 1-1, and the Kickers won in the 100th minute of the game. And soccer games only go 90 minutes, so that's what made it extra impressive. They added on the extra time at the end. They added on 8 minutes of extra time. I see you running the numbers. That would have taken us to 98 minutes. But they were still playing in the 100th minute. Kickers got a goal, won 2-1, walked it off essentially, which is hard to do in a regulation soccer game. Big win for them. So congrats to the Kickers, who have had great crowds all year, both them and the Ivy. Ivy season's over. They'll have the professional women's soccer exhibition. Not exhibition, it'll be a real game, but they're coming down from D.C. for that. But the Ivy season's over. They averaged, I think, more than 4,000 fans a game. Kickers are averaging, you know, 5,000 fans every time they open the doors. So congrats to the Kickers. As you know, when we play soccer highlights on this program, we have very exacting standards. Either the national team does something, or we play the clips in Spanish. National team didn't do anything. We'll get to that in a minute. So we have no choice but to check in on our old colonial friends, the British, and see how they are doing out at the Euros.
Vamos a ver a Saka, le va a pegar de zurda!
That's impressive right there. That's good. Good lung capacity. I told you, the deeper we go in these tournaments, the bigger the goals get, the bigger the calls get. They delivered right there. Inglaterra, those are the Brits. They are still alive in the Euros. We got 4 teams left. Spain is going to take on France tomorrow, and then the Netherlands will take on England on Wednesday. Those are all named teams, right? You've heard of all those teams, so should be fun at the Euro. I'm not going to break that down. AWAD's got 3 hours. He's live and local. He can break it down. Copa America is, as in its name, America's tournament. So here are the final 4 in Copa America. On Wednesday, Uruguay is going to play Colombia, both named teams. Uruguay beat Brazil. Big win for them. Congrats to the Uruguayans. Colombia, though, that... they seem like they should be good at soccer. That makes sense. I'll nod my head on that. The other matchup, Argentina is playing in it, of course. Lionel Messi, best player in the world. You know, they should be here. They're going to play tomorrow night against Canada. And that's not great. that the Canadians are doing better in this tournament than we, the Americans, are. In fact, the United States did not even make it into the elimination round of Copa America. In fact, a lot of people are saying it's time to fire the national team coach, Greg Berhalter, which is something they asked Greg Berhalter about after the final loss to Uruguay that sealed our fate.
As you just said, you felt like this team didn't perform well and could perform better. The decision's not up to you as to whether you continue, but do you believe that you still are the right voice, the right person with this group to push it forward ahead of the 26th World Cup and into the 26th World Cup?
Yes.
All right. Good to know. Greg Berhalter in favor of Greg Berhalter's continued employment. Good to know. Good to know. That's the Joe Biden meme. I just want to say this very clearly. Yes, I am continuing to run. They're going to have to pry him from the chair. That's the deal. Look, we're hosting the World Cup in 26. Whole world's going to be watching. It's a big deal event. I can't have the Canadians doing better than us at the 26th World Cup. Props to Canada. I'm sure they put a lot of work in. I'm sure they've been training hard. I'm not mad at Canada. I'm just saying our bar as a society has to be we do better than Canada at international sporting competitions that don't take place on ice. That's the only exception. Curling, ice hockey, I'll give them figure skating if they want to get good at figure skating. That's it. Any other global competition, we need to be better than Canada, especially a World Cup that we're hosting. It feels to me like if they were going to fire him, they would have done it by now. They've had a whole week now. I don't think they're going to. I don't think that this is the right call because, again, you get a World Cup in your country if you're very lucky and very rich and very demographically blessed, as we are, maybe once every 40 years. So it's going to be a while before we do this again. And I'm not sure that this is the right answer here to roll with this guy who's got a mediocre track record into the most important World Cup of our generation. I was alive for the last one. I don't remember it at all. 94, I think, was the last World Cup on American soil. It's been a minute. That wouldn't work out because that was 30 years ago. They do World Cups every 4 years. I don't know. Maybe 94 was the women's one. Brandi Chastain, the winner, and the waving the shirt around, all that. Women are fine. Nobody's messing with U.S. women's soccer. They're good. Do you see their Netflix show? Their Netflix show is good. It's worth watching. Worth putting a bookmark on that. They did a behind the scenes at the World Cup, and like, you know, it's the WNBA problem. You've got the old people who have been there forever. You know, old people like the athletes in their late 30s. Like, we've been here forever. This is how it works. And then you got the young athletes that are like, we've been watching your whole lives, and we're way better than you. You got the built-in tension there. The tension's there, and it's real. We don't have that problem with the American men because there's like three good players on the entire team. So any number of good players is great and welcomed. I get we're not a soccer country. We're enough of a soccer country at this point to not disappoint ourselves to the extent that Canada is doing better than us. That's my soccer hot take. AWOD will have more soccer for sure on his program. Four teams left in Copa America, four teams left in the Euros. But really, shout out to the Kickers. Big win over Forward Madison. And we have the Hennessy Cup here in Richmond for another year. These are the things that actually matter in life. These are the important things. Hour number two on tap. It's the What Did We Miss show. Catching up from the past week. A lot of baseball to digest. We will do that. Did Bronny James play in the summer league? If you've tuned in to ESPN for even a quarter of a millisecond over the past week, you know that yes, Bronny James is playing in the summer league, and it is being covered extensively. We'll dive into all that. We'll take your phone calls. 833-804-0910. The Monday edition of MP on the Mic rolls on. You are listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Keep us moving on a Monday morning. MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Love being with you guys after a break as well. Good to be back in the saddle. It's the What Did We Miss show. Catching you up on everything we missed in the world of sports. Grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. If you missed our take on the hot dog eating contest A lot of baseball happened while we were gone. A lot of soccer happened while we were gone. Stubb came in, ate an oatmeal cream pie, and declared that he does not like oatmeal cream pies. It's been an eventful hour, an eventful program. Emma Navarro, UVA, upset Coco Gauff at Wimbledon yesterday. Big result for her. Love to see UVA success. Pulling for Coco to get a major one of these days, though. I think she's got potential to be a star, and you need stars in the world of tennis. That's same as golf, same as I just mentioned all of these, right? Where you know, the Formula One, you need stars drive the action, drive the energy, and everything going on in terms of interest in people watching the sports. We'll also be giving away Nitro Cross tickets all week long. I've given away today's pair already. Tune in tomorrow for another pair of tickets to Nitro Cross at Richmond Raceway. We'll take you out to Capitol Ale House, where AWOD Radio is live and local. That will be at 12 noon, high noon, 12 to 3, AWOD Radio, Grant and Danny from 3 to 6. All right, there's one thing I haven't mentioned yet that happened in the world of sports while we were gone. And well, there's two things. We'll get to the other one in a second. But the one I've been delaying on, because, you know, look, it's been covered extensively. LeBron James's son, Bronny James, you may have heard this. Apparently, he is a basketball player. He also plays basketball like his father does. He may or may not have scammed his way onto the Los Angeles Lakers by telling teams that if they drafted him, he would move to Australia. He is also playing in the NBA Summer League, and this is great. This is like in preseason football. This always drives me nuts. So get ready for this. Hazel, this will be your first NFL preseason with me. When Jaden Daniels throws a touchdown pass for the Commanders, I'd be like, it's his first touchdown pass with the Washington Commanders. It's not, because it's preseason and the games don't count. Here are Bronny James's first points with the Los Angeles Lakers, except they don't count.
You know, really nice penetration. Good job. Bronny James with his first points as a Los Angeles Laker in Summer League.
There you go, in Summer League. He still has zero career NBA points. Bronny James layup. Also, a chance to hear from him. After all, everybody doing the talking for him. Here is Bronny James after his Summer League debut with the Los Angeles Lakers.
For sure, the amplified amount of pressure. I've already seen it. Stuff, media and stuff on it. And the internet and stuff talking about I might not deserve an opportunity, but you know, I've been dealing with stuff like this for my whole life, so it's nothing different, but it's more amplified for sure, but I get through it.
Yeah, Bronny's one of the people I feel for here, because I don't know if he'll be an NBA player or not. I don't know if he's good enough to be an NBA player or not. Nobody knows, because he's played 1 year of college basketball at USC after having a heart condition and didn't do a whole lot. None of which is proof he's not a good basketball player. It is proof that they're rushing him up so that he can play with his dad. That's why he's here, right? To have the King Griffey moment. Here's LeBron. Here's Bronny. They're on the same court together. That's cool. And it will be cool, indisputably. But also, like, LeBron's camp, And I love LeBron, and I hope LeBron wins another one. But this whole thing of, like, everybody's acting like I'm pulling all the strings here and I'm some, like, mastermind. Well, yes, because you are. Because you are running this show right now, and you did get Bronny into the draft a year early and got your team, the Lakers, to draft him. Look, people are acting like he didn't earn this. Because he didn't. He didn't earn this. He's here because his dad is LeBron James. Now, set that aside, he could have a healthy, productive, awesome NBA career, and I'm rooting for him to do that, because I'm rooting for that. I generally root for kids unless there's a reason not to. I hope he does. But I also like the LeBron Inc., you know, the smokestacks and the messages. Hey, I want everybody leave the kid alone. You know, everybody's acting like he didn't earn this. He didn't earn this, all right? He didn't. He's here, again, because his dad is LeBron James. Like, this is just a very clear-cut case of that. He might be a good NBA basketball player. I hope he is. He's not right now. He wasn't a good college basketball player last year, which isn't an indication of future success. But this whole, like, I'm not going to the G League. Like, you don't get to say that if you're just... You can say that because your dad's LeBron James. Here's J.J. Redick, Pride of Cave Valley, Southwest Virginia stand-up, is sharing that LeBron James has earned this.
Rob and I did not give Bronny anything. Bronny has earned this. Bronny talks about his hard work. Bronny has earned this through hard work. And for us, prioritizing player development, we view Bronny as like case study one, because his base level of feel, athleticism, point of attack defender, shooting, passing, there's a lot to like about his game. And as we sort of build out our player development program holistically, he's going to have a great opportunity to become an excellent NBA player.
What do you like about him? The shooting, the passing, the things. He was probably really good at those things in college, wasn't he? Well, he averaged 4 points per game in college. 4.8. But put the point eight, put the respect on the LeBron James family name.
Right.
That's right. 4.8. Look, I get that they can't call it what it is, because they answer to LeBron James, the guy who's pretending like he's not masterminding all this. They have to pretend like they're in charge here, even though they're not in charge here. I hope Bronny James has a great career. I just don't see how we're setting him up for anything other than a nice moment with his dad, followed by a career of riding the pine on an NBA bench. He'll get good training, but this notion that somehow he's earned being an NBA draft pick after one season of mediocre results at USC. No. Call it what it is. It's the last name. And that's okay. That's okay, because it's going to be cool when they play together. And I hope LeBron wins another one. I think he's completely unappreciated in his time. How good he is, how amazing he's been, how consistent he's been over his whole career. But we don't have to pretend that this is something it's not. What it is a guy who got drafted because his dad said to draft him. And that happens in life. That happens in corporate America. That happens in sports. But don't go on pretending, oh, yeah, you know, we scouted him. We watched his dribbling. We watched his rebounding. And we decided this is the guy we've got to have for the Los Angeles Lakers. No chance. One other notable movement in the world of sports last week, John Cena of WWE had a big announcement at the SummerSlam event.
Tonight, I officially announce my retirement from the WWE.
Today, I consider myself the most retired wrestler on the face of the earth. Oh, no. Anytime we make a big announcement, we need to get a wrestling crowd in here, because they know how to do it, right? Like, they're whipped up into a frenzy, and yeah. One of my friends in college went to a live taping of the Jerry Springer show for him and his frat bros went to the Jerry Springer live taping. He said they have a keg of beer in the waiting room. They get everybody liquored up, and they come in. They're like, whatever you would normally react like. 30 times more than that. Like, you got to really amp. That's the wrestling crowd, but they know what to do. John Cena, very famous wrestler, is retiring. That was a very brief announcement that led me to believe he was retired. He later clarified he is retiring at the end of 2025. Long farewell tour.
That's a bit more than a 2 week.
That's the Coach K, and that's the get the gifts everywhere you go. He has turned in more than 2 weeks' notice to the WWE. We'll keep track of the John Cena farewell tour. We'll keep track of our guy Awad. He's out at Capitol Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. He will bridge the gap between us and Grant and Danny. We will crosstalk with him on the other side of this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Taking home the Monday program with you all week. Welcome back from the long weekend. Hopefully everybody had a good one. We're here in the studio. Our guy Awad is across town. He's in Innsbruck at Capitol Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. Welcome aboard, Adam.
What's going on, Michael? How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You were on the air in D.C. on Saturday. You had what I thought was a really good topic in light of July 4th. You asked, who's the most influential American athlete of all time? Now, I will admit I was not listening. I was out in Wichita, Kansas. But I am curious. Who did you come up with? Who did the listeners come up with?
So my big three to start the conversation off was who in the sports world has affected my life, influenced my life the most, and so I picked Michael Jordan.
MJ.
I love the Jordan sneakers, the Jordan shirts. Watching him play was a delight when I was a kid, even though it was with the Wizards. He was still the best player on the court. So MJ, everything he's done from fashion to the sports world, number one. I mean, the logo's iconic. Number two, I had recently watched The Sandlot, and you're right, Babe Ruth. Everybody knows the name Babe Ruth, even if you're not even a baseball fan. He influenced the game so much, especially the way he looked. I feel like that's huge. That's iconic. And then number three, for how he helped, you know, in the political world and the civil rights movement, Muhammad Ali.
There we go. Muhammad Ali was my number one. To me, influence, right, is beyond sports. I'm sure that's how you defined it as well. Does Babe Ruth, does he get to count the candy bar? Is that inside his sphere of influence? I mean, he's got a whole candy bar.
You know, I didn't think about that. And absolutely, I had people arguing that Jordan shouldn't be on the list because, you know, his stake was, well, Republicans buy Nike too and all that, and he didn't want to get into politics. But I just think when, you know, imagine the pictures, right? If social media existed in 1992 and the Dream Team went to Barcelona, we'd still be talking about it because of how much, you know, that team was getting hounded, and it was because of Michael Jordan. And anytime he's gone around the globe, you know, he's just been hounded by people because of how iconic he is. And so maybe he doesn't have the biggest influence outside of the sports world, but in the sports world, he might be the greatest athlete of all time.
I don't think influence has to be politics. I think influence can count as he changed the way sneakers are bought and sold. And, like, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there was a sneaker market before the first Jordans, right? I mean, I think he created that.
I think that there was something for Magic Johnson, but I could be wrong, and maybe, you know, Barkley or something like that. But it was Jordan's. I mean, when you see the movie, it was like Jordan's shoe was different. They paid for it to stand out. Remember, that was the big thing about the movie. It was, oh, the shoe's not white. Well, we'll pay the $50,000 for you to wear the red and black that's iconic and the Bulls colors.
$5,000 a game. They paid his $5,000 a game fine. Money well spent. I'll throw Jackie Robinson on that pile. I think that's a pretty obvious one.
Yeah, and James Brown was mentioned a lot as well.
James Brown, of course, yeah. The influence question is interesting to me because I think, two, if we're doing greatest athletes of your lifetime, Tiger and Serena, I think, have to be on the list. I don't know that either had outsized influence outside of their... I mean, you'd say that Tiger's influence was making it cool for black kids to play golf. I don't know that that's enough to qualify here, though.
Yeah, I mean, he made me watch golf.
You know
what I mean?
He made us all watch golf.
There's certainly some kind of an influence there. I do think Serena needs to be mentioned. I mean, so many, you know, young women and young men as well wanted to play because of her. I threw out Arthur Ashe as well to start the conversation.
As you should.
You know, being from Richmond and seeing his iconic monument there on Boulevard. But there's not many from our current generation. Like, I would probably throw Kobe Bryant out there because I think he's had a big influence, but not nearly as much as some of the people we've mentioned previously.
You know who's number one in the current generation? I mean this seriously. Simone Biles. She's an amazing athlete. She's number one. I mean, number one of all time in gymnastics. But the influence is she started the mental health conversation when she withdrew in Tokyo.
I'll give her that. I don't know that she's changed the way people watch gymnastics or more people watching.
No,
it, you know,
no, if she hasn't brought more people
as well.
To the sport.
I think you got to throw Colin Kaepernick out there, whether you agree or disagree with his movement.
And Simone's the same. Obviously, not everybody agrees with normalizing withdrawing from competitions, but the fact that that is normalized conversation now, I think she's a big part of that. Colin Kaepernick's a good one. Bill,
hey Michael, speaking of withdrawing from competitions, did you see Madison Keys over the weekend?
I
had a conversation with my friends about this. So she was up 5-2 in the third set and got hurt.
Yeah,
and she played to 5-5 and then quit.
If you lose the set, you can bounce, but it's tough to walk away at 5.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, is it a different generation? Because my friends and I said the exact same thing. You know, we're talking about a spot in the quarterfinals. You're going to have to pull me out of the court, right? I'm going to go out there in a wheelchair and try to hit winners. But she just couldn't do it and retired at 5-5, you know, and she had so many opportunities to win that match. It's just frustrating. I would not have done the same thing. That's what I'll say.
Four points away there from making it happen. You're the tennis guy here. Coco Gauff. Probably about time for her to win one of these, right?
Well, I mean, tennis is all about matchups. Coco was running through this tournament until she ran into Emma Navarro, who just, you know, blew her away off the court. Coco has... She hits the ball like Serena at times, right? That's what makes her stand out, is she has that power. She just couldn't control her forehand. And when you can't do that and Navarro's running you left, right, you know, Wimbledon, you have the most winners because it's so hard to get it back and also the most unforced errors. And Coco really kind of lost that herself because of how many mistakes she made.
And the last of the old guard's still hanging on, still playing. I saw Joker was still out there.
Yeah, Joker will play later today. It's just... I'm starting to believe the conspiracy theories that he didn't actually have knee surgery. Like, 21 days ago, Michael. Maybe now it's 24 days ago, 25. But how is this possible that he's running like that after surgery on his knee?
It's wild. Good to hear your voice, Adam. What's up on A1 Radio today?
Absolutely. So we'll do a little Major League Chew, talk about James Wood over the weekend getting his first home run for the Washington Nationals. They'll play today against St. Louis. On the Fast Break with AWOD, we're not going to talk NBA free agency. We're going to talk about that Olympic roster. The Avengers is what LeBron and Steph Curry are calling this team as they try to get glory there in Paris, France. And then Ryan Clary will join us to talk a little Nats as well.
Paul Skeens, I mean, talk about all-star players. In the all-star game 2 months after being in the majors, I say let him start. That dude's been insane. He's been a ton of fun to watch. Love seeing James Wood. Love seeing these young guys.
He might influence how people get drafted and then get moved up to the majors because, like you were just talking about, this is the first time somebody's been drafted and then made the all-star game later that year. Why are you having these guys in the minors till they're 25, 26 if they're doing what Paul Skeens can do?
Did a whole segment on great American sports influence. Didn't even mention Livy Dunn. What an oversight of a segment by me. 3 hours A1 Radio up next. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Here's J.J. Redick, Pride of Cave Valley, Southwest Virginia stand-up, is sharing that LeBron James has earned this.
Rob and I did not give Bronny anything. Bronny has earned this. Bronny talks about his hard work. Bronny has earned this through hard work. And for us, prioritizing player development, we view Bronny as like case study one because his base level of feel, athleticism, point of attack defender, shooting, passing. There's a lot to like about his game. And as we sort of build out our player development program holistically, he's going to have a great opportunity to become an excellent NBA player.
What do you like about him? The shooting, the passing, the things. He's probably really good at those things in college, wasn't he? Well, he averaged 4 points per game in college. 4.8. But put the point eight, put the respect on the LeBron James family name.
Right.
That's right. 4.8. Look, I get that they can't call it what it is because they answer to LeBron James, the guy who's pretending like he's not masterminding all this. They have to pretend like they're in charge here, even though they're not in charge here. I hope Bronny James has a great career. I just don't see how we're setting him up for anything other than a nice moment with his dad, followed by a career of riding the pine on an NBA bench. He'll get good training, but this notion that somehow he's earned being an NBA draft pick after one season of mediocre results at USC. No. Call it what it is. It's the last name. And that's okay. That's okay because it's going to be cool when they play together. And I hope LeBron wins another one. I think he's completely unappreciated in his time. How good he is, how amazing he's been, how consistent he's been over his whole career. But we don't have to pretend that this is something it's not. What it is a guy who got drafted because his dad said to draft him. And that happens in life. That happens in corporate America. That happens in sports. But don't go on pretending, oh, yeah, you know, we scouted him. We watched his dribbling. We watched his rebounding. And we decided this is the guy we've got to have for the Los Angeles Lakers. No chance. One other notable movement in the world of sports last week, John Cena of WWE had a big announcement at the SummerSlam event.
Tonight, I officially announce my retirement from the WWE.
Today, I consider myself the most retired wrestler on the face of the earth. Oh, you. No. Anytime we make a big announcement, we need to get a wrestling crowd in here because they know how to do it, right? Like they're whipped up into a frenzy and yeah. One of my friends in college went to a live taping of the Jerry Springer show for him and his frat bros went to the Jerry Springer live taping. He said they have a keg of beer in the waiting room. They get everybody liquored up and they come in. They're like whatever you would normally react like. 30 times more than that. Like, you got to really amp. That's the wrestling crowd, but they know what to do. John Cena, very famous wrestler, is retiring. That was a very brief announcement that led me to believe he was retired. He later clarified he is retiring at the end of 2025. Long farewell tour.
That's a bit more than a 2 week.
That's the Coach K, and that's the get the gifts everywhere you go. He has turned in more than 2 weeks' notice to the WWE. We'll keep track of the John Cena farewell tour. We'll keep track of our guy Awad. He's out at Capitol Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. He will bridge the gap between us and Grant and Danny. We will crosstalk with him on the other side of this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Taking home the Monday program with you all week. Welcome back from the long weekend. Hopefully everybody had a good one. We're here in the studio. Our guy Awad is across town. He's in Innsbruck at Capitol Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. Welcome aboard, Adam.
What's going on, Michael? How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You were on the air in D.C. on Saturday. You had what I thought was a really good topic in light of July 4th. You asked, who's the most influential American athlete of all time? Now, I will admit I was not listening. I was out in Wichita, Kansas. But I am curious, who did you come up with? Who did the listeners come up with?
So my big three to start the conversation off was who in the sports world has affected my life, influenced my life the most. And so I picked Michael Jordan.
MJ.
I love the Jordan sneakers, the Jordan shirts. Watching him play was a delight when I was a kid, even though it was with the Wizards. He was still the best player on the court. So MJ, everything he's done from fashion to the sports world, number one. I mean, the logo's iconic. Number two, I had recently watched The Sandlot, and you're right, Babe Ruth. Everybody knows the name Babe Ruth, even if you're not even a baseball fan. He influenced the game so much, especially the way he looked. I feel like that's huge. That's iconic. And then number three, for how he helped, you know, in the political world and the civil rights movement, Muhammad Ali.
There we go. Muhammad Ali was my number one. To me, influence, right, is beyond sports. I'm sure that's how you defined it as well. Does Babe Ruth, does he get to count the candy bar? Is that inside his sphere of influence? I mean, he's got a whole candy bar.
You know, I didn't think about that. And absolutely, I had people arguing that Jordan shouldn't be on the list because, you know, his take was, well, Republicans buy Nike too and all that, and he didn't want to get into politics. But I just think when, you know, imagine the pictures, right? If social media existed in 1992 and the Dream Team went to Barcelona, We'd still be talking about it because of how much, you know, that team was getting hounded, and it was because of Michael Jordan. And any time he's gone around the globe, you know, he's just been hounded by people because of how iconic he is. And so maybe he doesn't have the biggest influence outside of the sports world, but in the sports world, he might be the greatest athlete of all time.
I don't think influence has to be politics. I think influence can count as he changed the way sneakers are bought and sold. And like, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there was a sneaker market before the first Jordans, right? I mean, I think he created that.
I think that there was something for Magic Johnson, but I could be wrong, and maybe, you know, Barkley or something like that. But it was Jordan's. I mean, when you see the movie, it was like Jordan's shoe was different. They paid for it to stand out. Remember, that was the big thing about the movie. It was, oh, the shoe's not white. Well, we'll pay the $50,000 for you to wear the red and black that's iconic and the Bulls colors.
$5,000 a game. They paid his $5,000 a game fine. Money well spent. I'll throw Jackie Robinson on that pile. I think that's a pretty obvious one.
Yeah, and James Brown was mentioned a lot as well.
James Brown, of course, yeah. The influence question is interesting to me because I think, two, if we're doing greatest athletes of your lifetime, Tiger and Serena, I think, have to be on the list. I don't know that either had outsized influence outside of their... I mean, you'd say that Tiger's influence was making it cool for black kids to play golf. I don't know that that's enough to qualify here, though.
Yeah, I mean, he made me watch golf.
You know
what I mean?
He made us all watch golf.
There's certainly some kind of an influence there. I do think Serena needs to be mentioned. I mean, so many, you know, young women and young men as well wanted to play because of her. I threw out Arthur Ashe as well. To start the conversation,
as you should,
you know, being from Richmond, and seeing his iconic monument there on Boulevard. But there's not many from our current generation. Like, I would probably throw Kobe Bryant out there because I think he's had a big influence, but not nearly as much as some of the people we've mentioned previously.
You know who's number one in the current generation? I mean this seriously. Simone Biles. She's an amazing athlete. She's number one of all time in gymnastics. But the influence is she started the mental health conversation when she withdrew in Tokyo.
I'll give her that. I don't know that she's changed the way people watch gymnastics or more people watching.
No,
it, you know,
no, if she hasn't brought more people
as well.
To the sport.
I think you got to throw Colin Kaepernick out there, whether you agree or disagree.
Yep.
Right,
yeah,
with his movement.
And Simone's the same. Obviously, not everybody agrees with normalizing withdrawing from competitions, but the fact that that is normalized conversation now, I think she's a big part of that. Colin Kaepernick's a good one. Bill,
hey, Michael, speaking of withdrawing from competitions, did you see Madison Keys over the weekend? I had a conversation with my friends about this. So she was up 5-2 in the third set and got hurt.
Yeah.
And she played to 5-5 and then quit.
If you lose the set, you can bounce, but... it's tough to walk away at 5.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, is it a different generation? Because my friends and I said the exact same thing. You know, we're talking about a spot in the quarterfinals. You're going to have to pull me out of the court, right? I'm going to go out there in a wheelchair and try to hit winners. But she just couldn't do it and retired at 5-5, you know, and she had so many opportunities to win that match. It's just frustrating. I would not have done the same thing. That's what I'll say.
Four points away there from making it happen. You're the tennis guy here. Coco Gauff. Probably about time for her to win one of these, right?
Well, I mean, tennis is all about matchups. Coco was running through this tournament until she ran into Emma Navarro, who just, you know, blew her away off the court. Coco has... She hits the ball like Serena at times, right? That's what makes her stand out, is she has that power. She just couldn't control her forehand. And when you can't do that and Navarro's running you left, right, you know, Wimbledon, you have the most winners because it's so hard to get it back and also the most unforced errors. And Coco really kind of lost that herself because of how many mistakes she made.
And the last of the old guard still hanging on, still playing. I saw Joker was still out there.
Yeah, Joker will play later today. It's just... I'm starting to believe the conspiracy theories that he didn't actually have knee surgery. Like, 21 days ago, Michael. Maybe now it's 24 days ago, 25. But how is this possible that he's running like that after surgery on his knee?
It's wild. Good to hear your voice, Adam. What's up on A1 Radio today?
Absolutely. So we'll do a little Major League Chew, talk about James Wood over the weekend getting his first home run for the Washington Nationals. They'll play today against St. Louis. On the Fast Break with AWOD, we're not going to talk NBA free agency. We're going to talk about that Olympic roster. The Avengers is what LeBron and Steph Curry are calling this team as they try to get glory there in Paris, France. And then Ryan Clary will join us to talk a little Nats as well.
Paul Skeens, I mean, talk about all-star players. In the all-star game 2 months after being in the majors, I say let him start. That dude's been insane. He's been a ton of fun to watch. Love seeing James Wood. Love seeing
these
young guys.
He might influence how people get drafted and then get moved up to the majors because, like you were just talking about, this is the first time somebody's been drafted and then made the all-star game later that year. Why are you having these guys in the minors till they're 25, 26 if they're doing what Paul Skeens can do?
Did a whole segment on great American sports influence. Didn't even mention Livy Dunn. What an oversight of a segment by me. 3 hours A1 Radio up next. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.